This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning from the Giant Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the PIAA Wrestling Championships here on the WJPA Sports Network. This morning, we will start with 2A wrestling, where 11 Washington County wrestlers and one from Greene County will start their quest toward a state medal and ultimately a state title here on the floor of the Giant Center. Our coverage on the WJPA Sports Network is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street Hickory, online dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Wrestling coverage on the WJPA Sports Network also brought to you by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. By WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. By regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum, Dr. Brian Matusik. By Wurzel Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. By Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. And by the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. Good morning again, everyone. Jason Tennant with you here from Chocolate Town here in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the Giant Center as we begin our coverage of the PIAA Wrestling Championships. We begin here at 9 o'clock with the 2A boys. That'll be followed a little bit later on this afternoon. We'll have girls wrestling starting at 2 o'clock, and then we will have the 3A boys. What we're going to take care of today is preliminary and first round action in 2A boys, followed by a consolation round. Then the girls will start, but there is no preliminary round for the girls. Once the girls get underway, it is first round action, and we will have first round and first round consolations for the girls as well. And then for the 3A boys, same thing as 2A, a preliminary round followed by first round and then a consolation round as well. There are 11 Washington County wrestlers in 2A, one in Greene County for a total of 12. 11 Washington County wrestlers in the girls tournament, and there are 7 Washington County wrestlers in 3A, and there is one from Greene County as well for a total of 8 that we are going to be following here from the Giant Center. And I should mention now that the coverage this year will be a little different than what you are used to. We are going to focus, and I mean laser focus, on our local wrestlers. And when there are no local wrestlers on the mat, we will be stepping aside here from the Giant Center and bringing you back to WJPA FM programming. And when we are ready for more local action, we'll be cutting back in. That's the way this is going to work. And when we are at breaks, we'll do our best to keep you up to date on when we will be returning here to the Giant Center. That's just the way we're going to do it this year, going to kind of change things up a little bit. I'll be flying solo here all day today, and then tomorrow Greg Warnock and Greg Smith will take the reins after the first session tomorrow morning. I'll be here through tomorrow morning, and then Greg Smith and Greg Warnock will be coming in to relieve me, starting with the 11:45 a.m. session tomorrow, and they will take you clear through Saturday's action. The schedule on Saturday Final start at 4 o'clock. Keep that in mind. Everything will be wrapping up here pretty early, which is remarkable considering you're now adding, and they did this last year too, but you're now adding the girls' tournament into the mix as well. We're so used to being here for years. Of course, if you're listening now, you probably recognize my voice from Green Sports, not WJPA, but we are excited to be having partnered with WJPA Sports Network here for the last couple of years, and this is just another extension of that. So happy to be here on behalf of the WJPA Sports Network here today from the PIAA Wrestling Tour. Looks like we're going to get ready for our national anthem. We want to make sure we get you back here, though, for the first action, because Darius Simmons of Burgettstown is coming up right out of the gate. He will be on the mats with those first group of six bouts. So we want to make sure we are back for that action again. Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, also Clayton Ely of McGuffey. And I believe he may be on the mat. He will be, I believe, on mat six. So we're going to have two guys right out of the gate at 107 and 114. And we will have that action for you when we return here to the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729. You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Our national anthem here from the Giant Center in Hershey. Happy to have you along here on the WJPA Sports Network, AM 1450 WJPA as well. And we'll be carrying all the wrestling action here for you from Hershey. And we will have basketball action coming your way Friday and Saturday as well here on the WJPA Sports Network. So very busy weekend getting started here right now in Hershey. And we will start with, like I mentioned, a couple of guys out of the gate here. Darius Simmons at 107 pounds from Burgettstown. He's going to be facing Rowan Humphrey of Southern Columbia. And 114 pounds, Clayton Ely of McGuffey will face Lai Vermilia of Canton. And these two guys are going to be on the mats right away. And Tucker Main of McGuffey will follow Ely on mat six. So we have some action right out of the gate, and we will get you started here with Simmons on mat four. And now Ely is underway first. He's down here on mat six. Ely taking on Vermilia out of Canton. They are scoreless and on their feet. And now underway as well is Simmons, as Simmons taking on Rowan Humphrey of Southern Columbia. Both these guys underway. Here's a shot by Vermilia in on Ely. A whizzer here from Ely, but coming up around the waist and getting that takedown. Ely just had his hands on the mat, and he is taken down for the opening takedown. And now one swipe of back before they go out of bounds. It'll be Vermilia with a 3-0 lead over McGuffey's Clayton Ely. Meanwhile, Simmons down here has himself a takedown, and now a tilt here for Darius Simmons. Simmons of Burgettstown leading Humphrey of Southern Columbia. And how many near fall points? 2 points for Simmons. He'll go up 5-0. Or wait a minute.
I don't believe that to be correct. They're going to – yeah, they're changing the score now. It should be Simmons, and I believe it is 5-0. Scoreboard now says 0-0. They're looking to fix that. Let's get back down here to Ely right now, who is trailing 3-0 on the edge of the mat, close to being turned here with a bar by Vermilia. Trying to work Ely over, and they're over the scorer's table now, trying to sort out the Simmons score. Now they have 3-2 in favor of Simmons. I definitely saw a tilt. Should be 5, yes. 5-0, they got that sorted out. And I think maybe there's an escape coming here to Humphrey as well. So 5-1. Yes, 5-1, they're on their feet. Now they have the score correct, and they are back underway there on mat 4. Ely still trailing 3-0, now up to his base. 13 seconds to go in the first period there between Ely and Vermilia. Side by side here with Simmons of Burgesstown leading 5-1. They're on their feet in a ear-to-ear tie. Near the edge of the mat here for these two, but now a quick duck under attempt there by Humphrey. Comes up empty. Neutral is the choice, and I believe that was Ely who chose neutral to start the second period. Shot attempt here, in on the leg again. This is the same single leg shot, same whizzer applied by Ely, but this time Ely looks to be in a better position to fight this off. But now switching to a double and lifting Ely and getting the takedown is Vermilia. Vermilia now goes up 6-0 here in the second period on Ely out of McGuffey. We have a lot of action in these preliminary rounds, in this preliminary round, up to 152 pounds. Put it this way, 11 wrestlers from Washington County, all but two of them will be wrestling in this preliminary round, and everybody up to 152 pounds is in this preliminary round. 6-0 Vermilia has Ely flattened out on the edge of the mat. Meanwhile, a shot attempt here by Humphrey. No control awarded yet. These guys were neutral to start this second period. Trying to come up through the legs here is Humphrey on Simmons. Bring him back to the middle here. Simmons and Humphrey neutral. Still 5-1 with a minute 11 to go in the second period there. Back over here to Ely and Vermilia. 45 seconds to go, second period. No change in the score. It is still 6-0. Vermilia riding on top of Ely. Simmons and Humphrey are neutral position. Up to a camel stand comes Ely, trying to work from the bottom here against Vermilia. Another restart for Simmons and Humphrey. 42 seconds to go in that second period. Again, Tucker Main is next up. He waits on deck. Right after his teammate, Ely, on mat 6. Heading to the third period between Vermilia and Ely. Ely's working from the bottom. I'm not sure whose choice it was, but Ely working from the bottom here against Vermilia, which has been a not great spot for Clayton Ely throughout this bout. And that may be what Vermilia might have chosen top there, just because he has been dominant on top. Trying to turn Ely now. Still no change over here as the second period going to come to a close with Darius Simmons and Rowan Humphrey. They go to the third period, Simmons leading 5-1. Ely again working from the bottom, and he is close to being turned here. Power half from Vermilia, and Ely is starting to go over. Getting near fall points will be Vermilia, as now we focus the attention back down here to Simmons. Simmons working from the top position, but getting a little precarious here. He's still up around the head, but if Humphrey can get his head free, he's going to be able to at least get the escape, if not the reversal here. Right now, Simmons is working on a half trying to turn Humphrey, but he's awfully high up there. Humphrey is not all that far from getting out of this. But at the same time, Simmons did get a swipe, maybe one other, but non-consecutive. Now he's trying to stack Humphrey up. Boy, he doesn't have much, but he's got Humphrey going. He's getting near fall point, stacking Humphrey up. And Simmons doing a great job of maintaining control here and not letting – if Humphrey got his head – now Humphrey does get his head free, and he will get the reversal. That was on the verge of happening that entire time, but good on Darius Simmons to at least extract some back points out of that. That's a great job. 9-3 now the score after the near fall and then the reversal for Humphrey. Had those near fall points not come, and we get a final here. Vermilia just turned Ely several times. And now look out as Simmons maybe giving up near fall points here. Now he's going to get a reversal. Same type of deal here. Stacked up Humphrey. Earlier, Humphrey got the reversal. Now Simmons was stacked up, and he ends up getting the reversal. Score 11-5, and we're running short on time. Ely was defeated 14-0 after near fall points came his way in a flurry there in that third period for Vermilia. He will move on. Ely drops the consolations. Simmons now has picked up his victory 11-5 over Rowan Humphrey of Southern Columbia. Simmons of Burgettstown is on to the first round action, and that will allow us to focus solely on Matt Six now and Tucker Main. Tucker Main and McGuffey at 121 pounds. He is taking on Keegan Barrick of Big Spring, and Barrick in on a single leg here on Tucker Main. So far, Washington County 1-1 with the victory for Simmons, but the loss for Clayton Ely. Next up after Maine will be at 133 pounds, three guys. So we'll have a little bit of a pause in action. No one at 127 locally. No score down here between Barrick and Maine. Tucker Maine and McGuffey. Down to 35 seconds to go in this opening period. And now down on a single leg trying to grab the other ankle before they go out of bounds is Barrick, and he'll get the takedown as he and Tucker Main go out of bounds. It'll be 3-0 Barrick of Big Spring. 23 seconds remaining here in this first period. Off the whistle, Main is flattened out. Wrist control here by Keegan Barrick of Big Spring. Now going to try to turn Main, running short on time, under 10 seconds. He's unable to get him going. And it's going to stay 3-0 heading into the second period here between Tucker Main and Keegan Barrick. Barrick's choice, he chooses neutral. Keegan Barrick, a sophomore, as is Main. Barrick's record coming in 32-7. Tucker Main 38-15 on the year. An ear-to-ear tie here, center of the mat. 3-0 in favor of Keegan Barrick of Big Spring on McGuffey's Tucker Main. Shot attempt here by Barrick. In on a single leg. Sprawling back to get to the boundary here is Main. Trying to fight this off and keep that right leg out of danger. Now getting the right leg and not able to get all the way around, though, is Barrick. As nice job by Main to keep his hips back, and he does force both wrestlers out of bounds. Restart here 3-0 in favor of Barrick with 1:05 to go. Still on our feet in the second period. 121-pound action. Now a shot attempt here by Main. Got to a leg but didn't get deep, and now caught in a front headlock by Barrick. And now Barrick sweeps for a left leg, comes up empty, and they separate. Down to 39 seconds to go. Shot attempt here with a duck under. In on the leg is Main again, but sprawling back is Barrick. 25 seconds to go. Barrick's in a position where he might be able to come around behind. Now Main going to try to come to his feet, and he does. And they're back into an ear-to-ear tie. Down to 12 seconds. Out of bounds they go. Restart with 6 on the clock. Do have Emmett Wolf on deck on mat 5. That's 133-pound action, so I said there'd be a pause. There may not be. In these preliminaries, there are only 4 bouts per weight class. First round will be a little more... twice the bout, or actually they're going to have, you're going to have a lot of bouts, 8 bouts in the first round of each weight class. Winners from this round go to the first round, the round of 16, if you will. Losers drop 2 consolations where they could be eliminated later on. What's interesting is there's only one wrestler who cannot, just because of the way the bracket works out. If you're in the first round and you're awaiting a pigtail winner, you can't be eliminated today because you would drop into the second round of consolations. The only guy locally that applies to is Braden Welsh of Fort Terry. Everybody else wrestling today could be eliminated today. Of course, Simmons winning will prevent him from being eliminated today. Out of bounds they go. 3-0 Barrick. Still leading. Actually, did not call for a restart there. I heard a whistle from a different mat, and I assumed it was on mat 6. Not the case. Clock still running, 35 seconds to go. There's been no change in score. Now in on a leg here on Main, but they're out of bounds now. Restart coming with 31 seconds to go. Again, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey and Lucas Barr now also on deck. Mats 4 and 5. Final 17 seconds here. Tucker Main's got to do something. He shoots in. Now a stall warning against Barrick. And now Main comes around behind but can't quite hang on to the waist. Barrick got free. And now down to 5 seconds. They're back into an ear-to-ear tie. And it looks like Tucker Main is going to be the second Highlander in a row here to drop to the consolations. He will do so at 121 pounds with that 3-0 loss to Keegan Barrick of Big Spring. We have Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. We have Drake McClure up now on mat 6. No time for a break as McClure comes out here now. Drake McClure at 133 pounds. He is taking on Zane Krause of Bishop McDevitt. And they are underway. Have to keep an eye out here for Wolf and Barr as well. Could have all three wrestling at the same time. And we will have Emmett Wolf now up on mat 5. No score between McClure and Kraus. Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, a winner in this preliminary round. Clayton Neely, Tucker Main, and McGuffey both dropping their opening bout, and they will go to consolations. Emmett Wolf will try to break that string for McGuffey as he is now underway. Here at 133 pounds, Emmett Wolf taking on Brody Bishop of Hickory. In on a shot here is Wolf. Trying to come up through the legs of Bishop. No score in the McClure-Kraus bout. They're still on their feet in a near-to-ear tie. Back down here with Wolf. Trying to come up through these legs here. This might be close to a stalemate. Ref's still letting him go. And now he does call for the stalemate. Bring him back to the center. Both mats 5 and 6 here with Washington County action. Now shot attempt here by Bishop of Hickory. Whizzer applied by Wolf. As McClure now in on a single leg. Drake McClure trying to finish short on time here in his first period, and not sure he's going to be able to come up with a score here before the buzzer. He will not. No score after one, and now a takedown is awarded to Bishop of Hickory. He leads Emmett Wolf 3-0 here at 133 pounds. Lucas Barr is on deck on mat 4. Again, we could have all three guys wrestling at the same time. However, there is some delay on mat 4 with looks like injury time, so be okay if that gets held up a little bit. Speaking of injury time, though, it looks like Emmett Wolf is going to call for injury time here as well. He is favoring that right knee. Still no score. Excuse me, McClure just now gets an escape. Drake McClure leading 1-0 here, a minute and a half to go in the second period. On their feet on mat 5. Drake McClure, Bentworth, Zane Kraus of Bishop McDevitt. Kraus is both these guys sophomores. McClure's record 43-7 on the year. Kraus 37-11. And a 3-1 score for Bishop of Hickory over Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, as Wolf was awarded an escape before that out of bounds and injury time taken by Wolf. They're back on their feet and underway now. And now coming around behind here is Bishop. He's going to get another takedown. 6-1, Bishop leads on Wolf. Wolf trying to come to his feet, try to roll out of this now. Good job by Bishop to stay with him. Still, and that's going to do it for the first period there. Back over here to McClure and Kraus, still 1-0 in favor of Drake McClure. An escape in the second period, the difference so far. Right now, the two just squaring each other up, and now a shot attempt by McClure. He's caught there by Kraus. Back down here, and Wolf working from the bottom in this second period, trailing 6-1. Tries to sit out here, does Wolf, and he's flattened back out. Going to the third period, Kraus will choose bottom this time as McClure leads 1-0. McClure tries to throw a leg in here. Now he's just going to try to muscle Kraus back down to the mat, and they go out of bounds. Meanwhile, Wolf is flattened out after giving up near fall points here. Wolf, that near fall came as I was watching the McClure bout. As McClure gets legs in, near fall was awarded to Bishop. He's now up 10-1. Tried to get more near fall there, but eventually Wolf got loose and got the escape. But Wolf has been lifted and taken right back down to the mat by Bishop, and now it's 13-2 in favor of Bishop of Hickory. And it's not been a great start here for McGuffey. Already with losses to Ely and Maine, and now Emmett Wolf is down big here in this second period. A lot of time, he's still got another period to work with. Anything can happen in this new scoring system, but obviously if you're Emmett Wolf, you're thinking you got to get a fall at this point to come back from this kind of a deficit. Still just 1-0, McClure leading and riding on top of Krause of Bishop McDevitt. Come to the end of two periods, 13-2 in favor of Bishop of Hickory over Wolf of McGuffey. Beth Center's right is up on the mat now. And I apologize, missed Mason Wright's opening period, but apparently we didn't miss any scoring because there's still no score in the second period here. That's on mat three. And Wright is working from the top position on Grog of Saucon Valley. We could have four guys wrestling at the same time here if Lucas Barr gets underway, and he will right now on mat four. All right, stay with me, folks. Back over here, let's focus on McClure, who is in the third period. Down to 10 seconds. Drake McClure trying to ride this out and get a victory. He's hanging on to the right leg, still maintaining control, and McClure is going to ride this out to a 1-0 victory. Drake McClure of Bentworth is on to the first round. Lucas Barr has an opening takedown in his bout. He is taking on Page, 139 pounds. That is Charlie Page of Midwest. 3-0 Barr. Grog of Saucon Valley has an escape in this second period on Mason Wright of Beth Center. Aiden Grog leading 1-0. And now Grog going to come around behind and get a takedown on Wright. Now Wright is going to break free and get an escape. So the score there is 4-1 in favor of Grog of Saucon Valley over Mason Wright of Beth Center. Lucas Barr still up, had to take down, gave up an escape, looking for another takedown here is Barr. Got to get the leg free. He does. There's the takedown. It'll be 6-1 in favor of Lucas Barr as Barr is trying to get this skid stopped here for McGuffey as Emmett Wolf. Not quite final, but 17-5 in favor of Bishop of Hickory. Emmett Wolf is going to be dropping to consolations here. So far, just two victories for Washington County. Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, Drake McClure of Bentworth. Lucas Barr is looking to be the first Highlander into the round of 16. And he has a 6-1 lead. Meanwhile, back down here to Grog and Wright. It's still 4-1. And Grog has Wright flattened out. Legs in here for Grog of Saucon Valley. And the Bishop-Wolf bout is going to come to an end. 18-5 in favor of Bishop of Hickory. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey drops the consolations. Caleb Patton of Wash High is now on deck. He will follow Lucas Barr. We only have one more guy in this round. They're all coming up with no breaks in this preliminary round, and that's Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. He is in the hole on mat two. Barr leading 6-1, still 4-1 Grog over Wright of Beth Center, and they're in the third period now. Grog working from the top position in this third. Mason Wright, though, can get his head out here for a reversal and maybe in a position to possibly take Grog to his back. Mason Wright's got, he got the reversal now, and now is looking to take Grog to his back. Wright has Grog going to his back. Mason Wright coming from behind here with the reversal and Grog straight to his back. It is Wright of Beth Center looking for the fall. Right in the middle of the mat, and there is the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 5:19 for Mason Wright and Wright coming from behind to get the victory in advance for Beth Center. Meanwhile, Lucas Barr may be looking for a fall here, and he's got one. Lucas Barr with the fall, and that comes in 2:55 for Lucas Barr. Let's take a quick break, and we will have Caleb Patton of Wash High coming your way next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Wrestlers at this week's state championships. Just like these fine young men, our region is winning thanks to hard work, determination, and perseverance. Mark your calendars for Claysville's annual Pike Day Festival the third weekend in May. Come celebrate our heroes, heritage, and history, and enjoy country hospitality at its finest with children's activities, live bands, a craft fair, and great food. Congratulations and best of luck to McGuffey's qualifying wrestlers.
WVU Medicine is your neighbor in healthcare for the entire family. Our Waynesburg Outpatient Center, located off exit 14 of I-79, is committed to providing exceptional primary care services for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. We've taken care of generations of families in the community. To schedule an appointment with family medicine, internal medicine, or pediatrics, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Caleb Patton of Wash High in some trouble right off the whistle here. He was taken down, and now with a near side cradle, has been taken to his back. And Caleb Patton, we're just 30 seconds into this bout, and he's going to be trying to readjust here as Messner out of Burke's Catholic. And there is the fall. Time of that fall is going to be 36 seconds. Andrew Messner of Burke's Catholic, your winner over Caleb Patton of Wash High. And that will leave just one wrestler coming here in this round, and that's going to be Logan Noyes, who is on deck on mat two. We are back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. Get you recapped a little bit and get you ready for Logan Noyes of Burgettstown in his preliminary bout here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, Jason Tennant with you as we have Logan Noyes of Burgettstown on deck on mat two. That is our 152-pound weight class, and Logan Noyes in the preliminaries will take on Ian Vitallo of Schuylkill Valley. And that'll be our final preliminary bout involving a Washington County wrestler. Here's a rundown so far of the 2A boys. Darius Simmons of Burgettstown at 107. Drake McClure and Mason Wright. McClure of Bentworth, Wright of Beth Center at 133 pounds, and Lucas Barr of McGuffey at 139 pounds. Those guys have won to advance to the round of 16. They will join 160-pounder Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, 215-pounder Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, and from Greene County, 285-pound Colin White of West Greene. All those guys I mentioned are now in the round of 16 that will follow this preliminary round here this morning. Dropping to consolation so far this morning, 114-pound Clayton Ely of McGuffey, 121 Tucker Main of McGuffey, 133 Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, and 145 Caleb Patton of Wash High. Still to wrestle and determine his fate, whether it be first round or consolations, will be Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. Again, he is on deck on mat number two. Look at the schedule here. We have coming up today this preliminary round, obviously right now underway, and it will go right into the first round. So we'll be right back with you. There will be a little bit of a pause here because Noyes is our final wrestler in this round locally. There will be a little bit of a pause until we get into the first round. But once we get to that first round, we'll go straight through the first round into the first round of consolations, which are slated for 12:30. Then at 2 o'clock, first round girls get underway with first round consolations. Again, no preliminary round for the girls. There'll just be a first round of 16 and the girls, no pigtails involved. They'll start the first round at 2 o'clock. First round consolations are slated for 3:30. And then tonight we get to 3A. The prelims and first round will start at 4:30 with first round consolations at 8 o'clock. I don't expect the 3A to be quite as hectic. The reason we got so hectic here in 2A is there's only four bouts in the prelims per weight class, and we had a lot of local action. And now, as I say that, Logan Noyes is underway. Quick takedown here for Vitalo of Schuylkill Valley. Noyes able to get to his feet. Man, a lot of action here in this opening part. Noyes able to get into escape, but he's taken right back down by Vitalo. We're just 29 seconds in, and Logan Noyes trails 6-1 here for Burgettstown. Focus the attention down here to mat two as Noyes is led up again by Vitalo, Ian Vitalo. Now 6-2, Vitalo shoots in on a double again here on the edge of the mat. And close to getting another takedown here. Very close to getting the takedown. Not awarded yet as Noyes still wrapped around the waist, but he has to bail on this, and he does. Now the score is 9-2 in favor of Vitalo of Schuylkill Valley. And they go out of bounds. Still just a minute gone in this bout. It's 9-2 in favor of Ian Vitalo. Out of Schuylkill Valley, 36-4 on the year. Vitalo is a senior, taking on the junior from Burgettstown. And well, he used a nice front headlock to come around behind and get another takedown, and now going to try to turn Noyes, and getting near fall here is Vitalo. Official, I believe, holding four, and he does award what I believe to be 4 points. Is indeed 16-4 now after the near fall is awarded, as Noyes was able to escape right after. 16-4, Vitalo leads. Logan Noyes. Oh, man, just forces the head down, comes right around for another takedown, and that is going to do it. Tech fall, 19-4. Time of the tech fall is 1 minute, 36 seconds, and Logan Noyes of Burgettstown also dropping two consolations here in the 152-pound weight class. We'll have a little bit of a break here. Owen Ivsic of Bentworth at 160. He won't wrestle until the first round. Same goes for Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry and Colin White of West Greene. So our next action we will see here in 2A will be coming up when the first round gets underway. And Darius Simmons will be in that round of 16 at 107 pounds. So as soon as we see Mr. Simmons coming up, we'll be sure to bring you right back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. We're going to step aside here for a moment, and we'll after the break, we'll bring you into music from programming from WJPA-FM. And I'll be sure to break in and give you updates on when you can expect to hear us back here at the Giants Center getting underway with first round action. The round of 16. And like I said, Darius Simmons of Burgistown will be first up at 107 pounds. PIAA Wrestling here from the Giants Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Welcome back to the Giants Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the PIAA Wrestling Championships. Jason Tennant with you here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. As we are through the preliminary round, or almost entirely through the preliminary round, but certainly through the preliminary round with the local wrestlers, we do have Darius Simmons now called in the hole on mat four for Burgistown, where he will be facing Chase Karrenbauer of Grove City, the Northwest champion. He is a sophomore with an undefeated mark. So Darius Simmons will have that challenge awaiting him here as we get underway with the round of 16. In the round of 16, locally, we'll have Simmons of Burgistown. We will have Drake McClure of Bentworth and Mason Wright of Best Center, both at 133 pounds. So nothing from 114 to 127. We won't have any local action in this round of 16. We'll have two guys at 133, McClure and Wright, and we'll have Lucas Barr of McGuffey at 139. Then we won't have anything at 45 or 52. Owen Ivsick will be coming up for Bentworth at 160. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry all the way down at 215 pounds, followed by Greene County's lone 2A wrestler Colin White of West Greene. That's all coming your way in this round of 16. So you've got, when I count, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wrestlers will be wrestling in this round of 16. That round will then be followed by a consolation elimination round, and already we have several guys in that consolation. Clayton Neely of McGuffey, Tucker Main of McGuffey, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, Caleb Patton of Wash High, Logan Noyes of Burgistown are all in that opening round of consolations. And there are a couple guys, the guys that won, okay, just to get you totally up to speed here, the guys that won their pigtail bout, Darius Simmons, Drake McClure, Mason Wright, Lucas Barr. Those guys cannot be eliminated today. If they should lose their round of 16 bout, they would drop to the second round of consolations, which won't be until tomorrow morning. But those that are wrestling, other than those guys, so you have anybody who's in consolations already can be eliminated today. Add to that list Owen Ivsick of Bentworth and Colin White of West Greene. Should they lose their round of 16 bout, they would be in an elimination bout later on this morning. Braden Welsh is the only exception. He's the only guy that came in as a round of 16 first rounder already that can't be eliminated today because he is awaiting the winner of a pail that I believe is on the mats right now at 215 pounds. We're going to step aside, bring you back here to the Giant Center as we await Darius Simmons of Burgett Sound, his round of 16 bout at 117 pounds is coming up here soon on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Still in the hole, Darius Simmons of Burgett Sound on mat 4. So action a little bit slow on mat 4. We do already have our first 107-pound bouts here in the round of 16 on the mats. But Simmons actually in bout 60 is clear at the bottom of the 107-pound bracket, where he again will face the Northwest champion Chase Karrenbauer of Grove City. Those who drop to consolations do not yet know their opponent. When they drop to consolations, they are awaiting a round of 16 loser in the consolation bracket. So all that will be determined here in this round of 16 as to the those local guys like a Clayton Neely, like a Tucker Main. They are awaiting to find out who they are going to be wrestling in their upcoming elimination bout. That will all be determined here in this round of 16. Again, today we have the girls' championships, the girls' tournament, the first round. There is no preliminary round. They get underway at 2 o'clock with their first-round consolation scheduled for 3:30. AAA will begin at 4:30 p.m. First-round consolations are slated for 8 o'clock this evening, and that will cap day one. Day two will begin with quarterfinals and second-round consolations tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And the third-round consolations are slated for 10:30. At that point, after that 10:30 session, I will be heading back to Washington County. We've got some basketball action for you tomorrow, and we'll have Greg Warnock and Greg Smith taking the reins, beginning with the girls' quarterfinals. And second round consolation, actually, no, it'll be just quarterfinals for the girls starting 11:45. Second round consolations tomorrow for the girls will start at 1:15. Simmons now moved on deck on mat 4 to get our round of 16 underway. Looking ahead for the girls lineup locally. There are 11 Washington County girls competing here in the state championships. Avella has Abigail Dolanche. Canamac has six. Malia Ramos, Marley Solomon, Yunil Ayala, Evangeline Gray, Natalie Rush, London Ellis. Fort Cherry has Ella Trahan. Peters Township has Liliana Guglianelli. And Trinity has the Ashby twins, Alexia and Elena. So that'll be coming up in the girls' action later today, starting at 2 o'clock. 3A boys, there are seven from Washington County and one from Greene County. Canamac has two, Collier Hartman and Braden Collins. Peters Township has two, Nicholas McGarity and Darius McMillan. Ringgold has Jake Conroy. Trinity has two, Dom Canale and TJ Allison. Waynesburg has Jake Stevenson. All that coming up in the 3A tournament that won't get started for a little while yet today. That getting underway at 4:30 this afternoon with their preliminary round. Darius Simmons in this round of 16 is going to be taking on an undefeated freshman. Undefeated freshman from Grove City. 44-0. And then Chase Karenbauer is the Northwest champion, obviously. And, yeah, he's obviously off to a great start to his career, Karenbauer. Burgettstown's Simmons, his first trip to states here this season. Last year, Darius Simmons placed fifth in the WPIL, but did not place in the region, and therefore did not qualify here to the state tournament. He comes into this tournament with a record of 33-15, so now make it 34-15 as he gets set for his round of 16 bout coming up. Again, there'll be a little bit of a break before our second local wrestler. That won't be until 133 pounds, where we'll have two guys, and then we'll have one at 139 as well. So we'll probably step aside after the Darius Simmons bout, bring you back, and we'll stay on to catch McClure, Wright, and Barr all at once. Then probably have a little bit of a break before we get to Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, and then another break before we get to both Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry and Colin White of West Greene to take you through this round of 16. Darius Simmons still on deck. They're in the second period of the bout preceding his, so we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll have that 107-pound bout. Darius Simmons taking on Chase Karenbauer of Grove City. That's on the way here from the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Welcome back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. Jason Tenna with you here on the WJPA Sports Network, and happy to have you along. Those of you listening through the link at greensports.net as well. This, again, is strictly a WJPA Sports Network broadcast, but happy to be able to partner up with WJPA Radio, and we've been doing so for a couple of years, producing a lot of video broadcasts, and it's been a great partnership between Green Sports and the WJPA Sports Network. We're in the third period of the bout preceding Darius Simmons now, as Karen Bauer of Grove City will come in undefeated to take on Simmons. The winner there will get the winner of Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain and Cameron Smith of Trinity. And no, that is not the Trinity that we are accustomed to. And that bout is also on deck, so I can't even give you an update as to what the bracket is shaping up to look like here for the next round for Simmons. Now, should Simmons lose his bout, just to take a peek at the consolation bracket at 107 pounds, he is awaiting the loser. Should he lose, he would go out into the second round of consolations, and I'm not sure where he would fall just yet. I'll have to double-check all that. He will not face an elimination bout today should Simmons lose his bout with Karen Bauer. Final minute of the preceding bout. ...121-pounders being called in the hole now on a few mats. There are already 121-pounders on deck on a couple of mats as well. So it won't be a huge break before we get into the action at 133 pounds with Drake McClure and Mason Wright. And boy, it would be nice if the two of them were not on the mat at the same time. We had a situation in the prelims where we had four bouts going at one time. Drake McClure, I mean, they're bouts 88 and 89, so there's a pretty decent chance they'll be on the mats at the same time. But you never know. One mat, could get ahead of another, and we could luck out in that regard. Getting ready for Simmons of Burgesstown, Karen Bauer of Grove City, as the bout preceding theirs is coming to a close here on mat number four. That's where Simmons wrestled his first bout, so it was good to him in the preliminary round. We'll see if he has similar success. Simmons had an 11-5 decision over Rowan Humphrey of Southern Columbia to reach this round of 16. But just on paper, it looks like he will have his hands full with an undefeated freshman, Chase Karenbauer, Grove City Northwest champion. Simmons will be looking to give him his first loss of his high school career as they lock up. Here we go, underway. Reaching for a right leg. Simmons caught him there, and Karenbauer goes for the left leg and then just powers into Simmons and overpowers him to the mat. Karenbauer with the opening takedown here to lead 3-0 on Darius Simmons. And now he has a bar here on the right side. Good job by Simmons, though, to fight that off. Now trying to go with a tilt is Karenbauer, and he's got Simmons going over to his back. Simmons going to be giving up near fall. It got a little loose there. I'm not sure how many points they're going to award. They're going to say four. I wasn't sure he had him down long enough to get the four count, but he did indeed. 7-0 lead now for Karenbauer after that near fall. Got that bar again here on the right side. He's going to try to turn Simmons with the bar now. Simmons doing a better job of fighting this. He's going to go to his back again. Simmons giving up near fall again. This is not a position where Karenbauer can pin Simmons, but he is going to collect a lot of near fall. Simmons bridging up with his head here, and Karenbauer now trying to readjust and maybe force the shoulders of Simmons down. Simmons bails to his belly, but he is now down 11-0 as the four near fall is awarded. Darius Simmons of Burgesstown, like I said, on paper, Looked like it was going to be a tough matchup. It is proving to be just that here against Karen Bauer of Grove City. Karen Bauer tried to get another tilt there on Simmons, but this time Simmons able to fight that off. No back points this time. Now going to try to go with a half. Simmons able to get out of that as well. But time winding down in this opening period, and it will be 11-0 as we head to the second in favor of Chase Karen Bauer of Grove City. The neutral was the choice, I believe, of Karen Bauer for the second period. So they'll wrestle on their feet here to start the second. Inside trip here from Karen Bauer, and he takes Simmons down and right to his back. Simmons is able to belly out, but he gives up a couple near fall as well. Credit the takedown to make it 13, and now it's going to be, and now with the near fall, that's going to do it. 17-0. It would have been 14-3 near fall. 17-0, the tech fall in favor of Karen Bauer, and that time was 2:27 on the tech fall for Chase Karen Bauer. Final score 17-0, and Darius Simmons drops the consolations. Again, he will not wrestle again until tomorrow's second round consolations, but Simmons will, his next bout will be an elimination bout tomorrow morning. Next wrestler coming up locally will be at 133 pounds, a couple of guys in that weight class, Drake McClure and of Bentworth, Mason Wright of Beth Center. They'll be coming your way here shortly from the Giant Center in Hershey. We'll step aside quickly and take you back to programming on WJPA-FM, and we'll break in as soon as it is time for McClure and Wright to take the mat at 133 pounds. You are listening to the State Wrestling Tournament here from the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Welcome back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. Jason Tennant with you as we will have action coming up here shortly. Drake McClure of Bentworth, 133 pounds, getting ready to wrestle in the round of 16. He is now on deck on mat four. And shortly after him is Mason Wright of Beth Center. He is on the hole on mat five. So those two guys, our next local action coming up. This event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the expressed written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Sorry about that. Thought we had the music off. We did not. Now it is completely off. So my apologies there. Doing things a little differently here this year at the Giant Center. I said we're laser focused, and I mean that, laser focused on the local wrestlers. We will bring you action of all the local bouts, but when there are breaks without any local action on the mats, we'll be stepping aside and bringing you programming from WJPA-FM tomorrow night. That is going to mean that when they go to break, you're going to be hearing some of the basketball action on WJPA-FM. We've got a couple, actually three, state basketball games tomorrow and one coming your way on Saturday as well. A very busy sports weekend here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Coming up, Drake McClure and of Bentworth, Mason Wright of Beth Center. That's at 1:33. Lucas Barr is also not too far behind. He's not been brought up to the big board yet, not been called in the hole just yet at 139 pounds. But Lucas Barr will be coming up at 139 as well before we have a break to 160, as we'll be awaiting Owen Ivsic of Bentworth. All the wrestlers that are wrestling in this round of 16, except for Braden Welsh. And I shouldn't say can be eliminated, but they'll drop anybody wrestling here losing would drop to consolations. Certain wrestlers will drop to a consolation where they will be facing an elimination bout today. Others will be okay into the second round of consolations. So any guy that wrestled in the preliminaries already today in advance of the round of 16, they're good to go. They're not going to be eliminated today. They will be here tomorrow. But guys like an Owen Ivsic and a Colin White of West Green, those two guys came in the round of 16. Should they lose their round of 16 bout, they would drop to an elimination bout today. Braden Welsh is the exception. He starts in the round of 16, and he cannot be eliminated today. Drake McClure will take on, let's move to that 133-pound bracket. Drake McClure of Bentworth, he's going to be facing Ben Straub of Mifflinburg, 43-5 on the year, the Northeast champion, a junior. Straub will be the opponent of Drake McClure. For Mason Wright, he will take on the Northwest champion, Cyrus Hurd, senior from Northeast with a record of 30-2. So just as and that's going to be the case for these guys that wrestled in the preliminary round. When they come into the round of 16, they're going to get a champion. They're going to get a district champion. And it's going to be a very tough opponent, no doubt about it. McClure with a 1-0 decision in the preliminaries over Zane Krause of Bishop McDevitt. Mason Wright came from behind in his bout. He was trailing in that one 4-1 to Aiden Grog of Saucon Valley and was able to get a reversal and take, excuse me, yeah, he got a reversal in the second period and took Grog to his back and won by fall. Did Mason Wright of Beth Center, so that's the path these two have taken to get to this round of 16 where they will face some tough opponents, no question about it. Still awaiting McClure and Wright, and while we await those bouts to come, we'll step aside, bring you back with all that live action here from the Giant Center on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
The pediatric care team at the WVU Medicine Waynesburg Clinic is part of the community, offering expertise in nearly every childhood condition. Our specially trained pediatric experts care for your child from infancy to young adulthood. Our clinic is conveniently located off exit 14 of I-79, which means your child can get the right diagnosis and the right treatment close to home. Visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
This wrestling match here coming on. We're going to get Mason Wright first. I thought we might have McClure first. So I was pulling up the stats on Mr. Straw, but it's going to be Mason Wright first. He's going to be up here on mat 5. Mason Wright, Beth Center, to take on Cyrus Hurd of Northeast. And again, we'll keep an eye to mat 4 as well. That's where McClure is going to be coming up. Right underway down here for Beth Center. Taking on Hurd. Hurd going to tell big headlock here for Hurd, and he takes Wright right to his back. And Mason Wright's in a lot of trouble, and there is the fall. Wow, that did not take long at all. 17-second fall for Cyrus Hurd. And to the consolations goes Mason Wright of Beth Center. Cyrus Hurd, just to give you an idea, he has a couple of state medals, but not like he's a returning state champion or anything. He took fifth last year in the state at 133 pounds, finished sixth as a 127-pounder 2 years ago. But this year came in with a record of 30-2 and had run through the postseason with a section champion, a district champion, and a regional championship as well. So Beth Center's Mason Wright dropping to consolations here at 133. Again, he will not wrestle elimination today. He'll be wrestling tomorrow in the second round of consolations. And we still await Drake McClure of Bentworth. He'll be coming up here shortly. He'll be taking on Straub of Mifflinburg. And Straub was at states a year ago, did not place. He placed third in his region a year ago, but did not place. He has been in states now. It looks like he didn't quite make it his freshman year. Did not place last year, although he was here at the Giant Center. But he is 43-5 coming into this matchup with Drake McClure of Bentworth. And that bout is momentarily here. He's been coming up on mat number 4, and that bout preceding it has just ended, so we are ready to go for Drake McClure of Bentworth. His first trip he was at states last year, did not place, did McClure, at 114 pounds, making a jump up from 114 to 133 this year. Took third in the Whippeal last year and fourth in the region. He was also fourth this year at Altoona after taking second at the WPILs. He's been a section champion each of his first 2 years at Bentworth and comes into this matchup with a 44-7 mark. So here we go. McClure of Bentworth, Straub of Mifflinburg, underway on mat 4. Got to keep an eye out for our next wrestler, too. That's going to be Lucas Barr. He's on deck on mat 3, so we'll keep an eye out for Barr as well. Barr of McGuffey will be coming up here in this segment. Shot attempt here, and now caught in a front headlock is Straub by Drake McClure. And they're going to go out of bounds. Just 30 seconds gone in this bout. Washington County looking for their first quarterfinalist. Could that be Drake McClure?
Carter Sager,
head-to-head tie up here. Now trying to, a little shuck by there was McClure, but nothing doing. A lot of hand fighting, a lot of wrist control here by these two guys, but no real great shots yet, and they're going to go out of bounds once again. 53 seconds to go in this opening period for Drake McClure of Bentworth. McClure again, a very tight bout in his prelim. 1-0 win over Bishop McDevitt's Zane Krause. So should come as no surprise that this one is tight to start as well. 38 seconds to go in the first period. No score. Now up around the waist comes Straub trying to fight it off as McClure here had a got a late whizzer in and now dropping down to a single leg is Straub. Still 24 seconds to go as McClure drapes up over the back. McClure might be in trouble here, though. He's locked through the crotch. If he can hang on to that, he might be able to fight this off. Now a bit of a scramble situation as we're down to 10 seconds. No control awarded to either wrestler. Right here on the edge of the mat. And we're going to reach the end of the first period. No control awarded. McClure got himself in a pretty precarious position there, but was able to scramble out. Then it looked like McClure might get a takedown before Straub was able to fight that off. And now it's going to be Straub deferring to the second period. McClure, deferring to the third period. McClure will have the choice in the second now, and he chooses bottom. McClure won his preliminary round bout with an escape in the second period, and that held up. Comes to his feet as Straub trying to lock in a cradle. He may have a cradle locked in here. Is he going to be able to turn him with it? No, he lost it, and McClure now, if he can get his head free, he's going to get the reversal, and he does. Drake McClure. There was a cradle there, but McClure was up into a camel stand type of position. And eventually that cradle got broken, and McClure was able to pop his head free and comes up on top for the reversal. McClure goes up 2-0 with a reversal here in the second period. He was very good on top in his preliminary round bout to ride out an entire third period against Krause. Now dropping down here. Now it's getting out to the side. McClure getting a little bit of trouble here of possibly being reversed. Maybe a Peterson attempt here by Straub. Didn't get that locked up. Now on the edge of the mat. McClure's just hanging on barely here. It looks like, and now he's going to try to get himself out of bounds to avoid being reversed. Or he does. They do give the reversal. They give the reversal right here on the edge. Now a leg in here from Straub. He lost that. Now McClure trying to get another reversal on the edge, and he will. How about this? He reversed three reversals. No, they just give the escape that time. Just the escape. Did not give the reversal to McClure. I thought they gave him two on the edge. They did not. Just an escape before they went out of bounds. So McClure has a 3-2 lead. It was an escape. It was a reversal for McClure in the second period. Then he got reversed by Straub on the edge of the mat. And then McClure was able to get out. I thought he had a shot at grabbing the second leg there for a reversal himself on the edge. Could have had three reversals already in that second period, but instead only the escape awarded to McClure. So they'll be neutral when they restart. There's some injury time running right now. I'm trying to see who the injury time is for, and I honestly not sure. I believe it's McClure, the way they're now. It looked like both guys were kind of being looked at, but it is McClure, I think, who's taking this injury time. When they get a restart, it'll be 33 seconds remaining on the clock here in the second period. Lucas Barr is on deck on mat three. We'll keep an eye out for him. Barr of McGuffey will be coming up here as well. Get a fresh start here for McClure and Straub. McClure leading 3-2 after getting that escape on the edge of the mat, but not the reversal. We've not seen a takedown yet in this bout. Now McClure with that front headlock trying to come around behind, getting close. Good scramble again here by these two, and now it's going to be Straub who comes up around the waist, lifts McClure and takes him down. There's our first takedown, and McClure goes right to his back, is able to bail initially, but now being turned again. I think we got two swipes for Straub. Takedown for Straub makes it 5-3, and I believe the official is holding two. He's going to award it, and it is indeed two. It'll be 7-3 at the end of two. Straub with a 5-point move there with a takedown and two back to end the period. And Straub of Mifflinburg leads Drake McClure by a score of 7-3. It'll be Straub working from the bottom. That was his choice in the third. McClure was good on top in his preliminary bout, but he just essentially rode out the period. He did not have to turn his opponent, Kraus. Now he's going to have to try to score from the top as he trails by four. Up to his base here comes Straub of Mifflinburg. 30 seconds gone in this third period. McClure had an early lead in this bout, then had a 3-2 lead, but after that 5-point move, finds himself trailing by four. Working on top here is McClure. Not really close yet to trying to turn Straub. Trying to get a half here on the right side is McClure, but, I mean, Straub is just flattened right now. Flat on his belly. Maybe looking for a cradle here is McClure. Now comes down, trying to control the leg. Got a leg in here, does McClure, trying to maybe work a power half on the left. No, let's go with that. I'm wondering if he just got a power half on the right side for McClure. Can he try to turn him with this? Boy, just hard to budge. Straub of Mifflinburg not going anywhere. Ben Straub now maybe near falls. He got him rolling, but only for a second. One swipe, nothing more, and now they roll and Straub gets back to his base. 13 seconds to go. This period went by in a hurry, and Drake McClure unable to score from on top. And he is going to drop this thing by a score of 7-3. Drake McClure drops to consolations. Again, he will not face elimination today, but will be in the second round of consolations tomorrow. Lucas Barr is underway now. Let's focus our attention to mat 3. They're in the first minute of action. Lucas Barr at 139 pounds for McGuffey. Taking on Jonathan Bissell of Sharpsville. And Bissell shoots in here and comes around for the takedown. Barr finds himself down. Just about a minute into the bout, the takedown awarded to Bissell of Sharpsville. And now Barr will have to work from the bottom here. Jonathan Bissell, senior, 32-8 on the season. Lucas Barr from McGuffey is a junior, mark of 49-4 coming into this bout. Barr had a fairly easy victory in his preliminary round bout, winning 9-1, or excuse me, one by fall in 255. That's right, had the fall. Right now, Bissell looked like he may be looking for a cradle here, but Barr able to fight that off. We come to the end of the first period. 3-0 in favor of Bissell of Sharpsville over McGuffey's Lucas Barr. Choices to Bissell. He will choose bottom. Barr starts with a tight waist here on top. Coming up to a camel stand briefly. Now flattened back out by Barr is Bissell. It's Jonathan Bissell. Wrestled in Ohio last year. Interesting little tidbit there on Bissell. As Barr looks for a bar here on the left side. Trying to come to his feet here is Bissell, and he does come to his feet, tripped back down by Barr on the edge of the mat. Flattened out once again here. Barr has Bissell flat near the edge of the mat. And Barr still keeping one foot in bounds here. The action continues, and now they get the whistle. 1:03 to go, second period. Bissell leading 3-0. Bissell wrestled for Sharpsville his freshman and sophomore seasons. Never reached states in those years. Then last year had a 45-9 record wrestling for Jefferson, Ohio, Jefferson area, Ohio. Returned to Sharpsville for his senior season, where he is making his first appearance here at the state tournament after finishing first in his region. Third in his district. Was Bissell. Still Barr working on top here. Not really close to turning Bissell. Now he's got this Barr working. But Bissell able to fight it off, get to the boundary. Close to going out of bounds again. Barr doing a nice job of riding out, but has not really been close to turning Bissell. Now tries to go to a half here on the left side. Can't get anything with that. Now maybe looking for a cradle, but can't lock that in. And they're out of bounds. 16 seconds to go here in the second period. So Bissell out of District 10, finished third in his district, finished third in his section, but won his region as the Northwest champion out of Sharpsville. Barr looking to just ride out the entire second period, and he's close to doing so, down to 9 seconds. Now he's going to try to turn. Got him straight up and down. Now gets him going over one swipe. Enough time for a few points here for Lucas Barr. He's got Bissell stacked. How many points does he get near fall before the buzzer? Is that 3 or 4? See what they award here. They give him the full 4. Lucas Barr. That came with under 10 seconds, and now Sharpsville's coach wants to go out and talk with the official. And this may be, did he have time for the full 4? He certainly got near fall points. He may be asking if maybe he should have only gotten 3. The score is going to stand. 4-point near fall for Lucas Barr. He stacked up Bissell late in that period after riding him for almost the entire period. Got him stacked up, got a 4-point near fall before the buzzer. And he leads 4-3, Lucas Barr. We'll work from the bottom here in the third period. Bissell tried to go to a cradle. Barr comes to his feet, and they separate. Barr's got a 5-3 lead with the escape. But nearly a full 2 minutes still on the clock here after that escape. And so far, the only takedown of the bout belongs to Bissell. Bissell obviously has to be the aggressor here, trailing by 2. Barr shoots in. Barr on a double. Barr's going to get the takedown. Lucas Barr will now go up 8-3. And Washington County may be on the verge of their first quarterfinalist here at States. Tight waist here from Barr, and he was good on top in that second period. He could simply ride out this 70 seconds or so and punch his ticket to the state quarterfinals. Barr got himself a favorable matchup here with Bissell out of Sharpsville when you consider that he, yes, a regional champion. But was a lot of times we've seen so far some of these matchups with these guys that have come from the prelims. They're taking on guys that are undefeated or practically undefeated and cruise through the postseason. That wasn't the case here for Bissell. Like I said, a third-place finish both in his section and in his district before taking the regional title. But Barr up to the challenge here against this district champion. 8-3, and Barr's done a nice job of riding. We're going to get a restart with 23 seconds remaining. Lucas Barr on the verge of knocking off the Northwest champion. Has Bissell flattened out again, and Barr is going to win this thing. Time winding down, inside 10 seconds. Lucas Barr with that 5-point, the 4-point near fall at the end of the second, gets a big takedown in the third, and he's going to win it 8-3. Lucas Barr of McGuffey is on to the quarterfinals at 139 pounds. Fantastic effort. That is the first quarterfinalist from Washington County. Still to come in this first round, the round of 16 here at 2A from Washington County, 160 pounds, Owen Ivsik. He is not yet on the Jumbotron, but shouldn't be too long before we see him in the hole at 160 pounds. Then coming up at 215 pounds, Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh. And at 285, West Green from Green County, Colin White of West Green will also be wrestling in this round of 16. So just three more guys to come here locally for our coverage of this round of 16 in the 2A PIAA Wrestling Championships. Take a quick break, take you back to FM programming for just a bit. And again, we will have Owen Ivsik of Bentworth next guy up. That'll be coming up before too long here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center here in Hershey. Jason Tennant with you as we are working our way through the round of 16 here. First round action in the 2A bracket. Some more local action to come your way, starting with Owen Ivsik of Bentworth. He is on deck on mat 5. After his bout, we'll be off for a break until the 215-pound weight class, where we will find Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh. And then at 285, we drop down to Green County. Green County's only representative here in the 2A tournament, and that is Colin White of West Green. He'll be wrestling at heavyweight. Speaking of Green County, only two Green County wrestlers present here at qualifying for the state wrestling tournament, the other being Waynesburg's Jake Stevenson. We'll see him in 3A at 189 pounds. Following the action here today, laser focused on the local action. So far, one quarterfinalist from Washington County, and that is Lucas Barr of McGuffey, who just recently punched his ticket to the state quarterfinals. We have Owen Ifsick, Braden Welsh, Colin White still with a chance to reach quarterfinals here with their round of 16 bouts coming up. And then this is what we know for sure that we have coming up in elimination bouts. That round of that first round of consolations is slated for a 12:30 start. So we're inside an hour and a half before those consolations, and I don't know whether they will hold to that time. If they're able to start early, we'll have to wait and see about that. The only thing we know for sure is the girls will be starting at 2 o'clock with their first round. So, but coming up in that consolation round, which will be elimination bouts, we know we have these guys wrestling. Clayton Neely from McGuffey at 114 pounds. Tucker Main at 121 pounds for McGuffey. Also from McGuffey at 133, Emmett Wolf. At 145, Caleb Patton of Washington. And at 152, Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. Those names I just mentioned, those five guys, will all be facing elimination bouts today. Some others that are dropped into consolations, but they'll at least have a reprieve until tomorrow. Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, Drake McClure of Bentworth, Mason Wright of Beth Center. They will all be in consolations tomorrow. And the way it works out with Ifsick, Welsh, and White, should Ifsick lose, should White lose, they would face elimination bouts later on today. However, Braden Welsh should lose, he would automatically go to the second round of consolation. So we know we have five guys in that upcoming consolation round. Obviously, for the Washington County fans, we and Greene County fans, we hope those are the only five that we will see in elimination bouts. But there is still a chance to see up to seven local wrestlers facing elimination in that first round of consolations that will be coming up. Owen Ifsick at 160 pounds. He will be getting set to face Nikki Negron of Bishop McDevitt. Negron is a sophomore who did not wrestle in postseason last year, so his first trip here to the state tournament. Owen Ifsick has been here both in his freshman and sophomore years, but did not get to the medal stand. Last year was a runner-up in the Southwest region, but did not place here at States. Year before that was a sixth-place finisher at regions, did not place. This year, a section champion, a WPIAL champion for the first time. Actually, first-time section champion as well, Owen Ifsick, and took second at the Southwest Regional. He comes in with a mark of 46-4, and Negron comes in with a mark of 34-12. We'll see that action coming up here momentarily on Mat 5, Owen Ifsick, Nikki Negron. That is on the way here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasilacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Huge thank you to all of our sponsors here from the PIAA Wrestling Tournament, including attorney John Patricic, a proud supporter of Bentworth Athletics, and we will see Owen Ivsic momentarily here at 160 pounds. They are in the third period of the bout preceding his. It's down on mat five, but it looks like we may have a delay there because they're dealing with blood on mat five before they get into their third period. So a little bit of a pause here before we see Owen Ivsic coming up here at 160 pounds. 11 girls will be competing for Washington County. We'll have those coming up with the first round. Again, no preliminary round for the girls. It just goes straight into a round of 16. So very straightforward bracket when we get to the girls. It'll just be obviously losers dropping into straight down into consolations, and any losers in the first round could be eliminated in the first round of consolations. Very straightforward 16 wrestler bracket for the girls. Once the 3A boys get underway, it'll be the exact same situation as 2A. They'll have a preliminary round followed by a first round and then a round of consolations, all taking place today. And the 3A boys getting started at 4:30, according to our schedule. Still working on blood on mat 5, so it may be a moment or two before we see Owen Ivsic coming up here from Bentworth. Both these guys did not wrestle in the preliminary. That's Ivsic and Negron. So no results to speak of leading into this. They're waiting on Erdley of Frazier. Is down there right now on mat 5. And these two, Negron and Ivsic, have never faced one another either. Yeah, that WPIL, Jonah Erdley of Frazier. That is the bout that Ivsic is waiting on. It is currently a 1-1 bout in the third period. Erdley taking on Braden Andrews of Southern Columbia. And now Erdley been taken down. He trails, and he'll get an escape. So 4-2, Andrews of Southern Columbia leading Erdley, and Owen Ivsic waiting on deck on that mat. Frazier has a couple of guys out there right now, as Selassie of Frazier is leading 4-0 at 160 pounds. Looking at the bracket here at 160, should Owen Ivsic advance to the quarterfinals, he would face the winner between Brandon Boyd of Cathedral Prep, and Boyd has taken on Mason Morden of Hughesville, who came out of the preliminary round. So should Ivsic reach the quarterfinals, his next opponent will either be the Northwest champion Brandon Boyd of Cathedral Prep or the fourth place finisher from the Northeast, Mason Morden of Hughesville. But, of course, first things first, Owen Ivsic has to get past Negron of Bishop McDevitt. Speaking of quarterfinal matchups, let's go back and see Lucas Barr, his matchup in the quarterfinals. He will take on Noah Doy of Camp Hill. Doy, the runner-up in the Southeast with a record of 43-4. That'll be the matchup for Lucas Barr of McGuffey when he heads to the quarterfinal bout tomorrow morning. So far, the only Washington County wrestler to reach the quarterfinals. Of course, Owen Ivsic will try to be the second, and we are moments away from Ivsic coming up on the mat. Erdley of Frazier appears to be going to drop this bout, and the final score is going to be 4-2. So bring out Owen Ivsic now of Bentworth here on mat 5 to take on Nikki Negron of Bishop McDevitt. And there is Mr. Ivsic. Again, like I mentioned, looking for his first state medal runner-up in the Southwest region a year ago. Oh, quick caution here before the whistle. They caution Negron as he tried to dive in on the ankle of Ifsic and beat the whistle. Right now, Negron driving in, certainly forcing the action here to Ifsic in the early going. Now they're in an ear-to-ear tie. They circle each other, and now Ifsic out of bounds, but Negron remains in, and now they're both out of bounds. 30 seconds into this bout, no score between Owen Ifsic and Nicky Negron. Head-to-head tie up. The only real shot we've seen so far was from Negron before the whistle. Now a nice duck under here by Ifsic. Got in on the leg, but good job by Negron to get that leg out of there. Boy, it looked like Ifsic was going to have a pretty good grab of that left leg of Negron, but he was able to kick out of it. 1 minute gone, no score. That was a nice duck under by Ifsic. See if he gets another shot at it. Ear to ear. Tried to come around behind there, working off that head, but Ifsic unable to get there. Good defense by Negron as they're near the edge of the mat again. Now it appears like Ifsic is kind of forcing the action here a little bit. Now he shoots in on the leg, and he's got the leg of Negron right on the edge of the mat. Going to try to drag him back in bounds, but Negron gets out of danger. He got a quick whizzer in and was able to take one more step out of bounds, and that pulled Ifsic with him out of bounds. So restart with 15 seconds, and we may have a scoreless first period here. Now a double leg shot by Negron, and looking for the takedown, grabbing the waist here is Ifsic to try to fight it off, and he may just fight it off. Time expires. Boy, that was a big blast double there from Negron, and that was a fantastic job by Ifsic to fight that off. He got wrapped around the waist and was able to hold that just long enough to get to the end of the first period. Negron will choose bottom to start the second. No score here at 160 pounds. And Ifsic wants nothing to do with riding on top. He quickly just lets him go, and it's 1-0. Negron of Bishop McDevitt has the early advantage here in the second period. And now he shoots in again. Whizzer here from Ifsic, and they're going to go out of bounds. I'll tell you what, that's twice now that Ifsic was in a good bit of trouble there, being taken down. Good job to fight it off both times. This time, I think, was more so saved by the boundary than anything. But those are two good shots from Nicky Negron and Bishop McDevitt. So far, no takedown awarded. Back into a tie. A little shuck attempt there by Ifsic. Nothing doing. Back into a tie-up. Close to the boundary again. They'll circle back in bounds. No stoppage. Almost a minute gone in this second period. Now in on a leg here is Ifsic, and just as he tries to elevate that leg, Negron able to get himself out of bounds. You can see Ifsic trying to keep the one toe in, and he just couldn't do it. They're out of bounds for another restart. Ifsic got in on the leg again, was trying to elevate that right leg of Negron, but ran out of mat. Now shoots in, got an ankle. Doesn't have it very good, though. Able to kick out as Negron. Now, nice duck under here by Ifsic, and he's up around the waist, trying to take down Negron on the edge, and again, off the edge, but this time Negron does get hit for stalling. A stall warning as Negron was getting himself out of bounds, backing out. Negron has been warned for stalling. 20 seconds ago, second period, he leads 1-0. Last two shots were good ones from Ivsic. He just didn't have enough mat to work with. Shoots in again, and he has the leg. Down low on the ankle, now trying to wrap up the other leg. Close to getting the three, and he does get the takedown. Owen Ivsic with 2 seconds remaining in the second period. That's a huge score with a takedown late in the period. Ivsic goes up 3-1. Had the last three good shots from Ivsic. The third one finally pays off, and he's got a 3-1 lead. He will work from the bottom here in the third period. And Negron's going to let him up. 7 seconds in. Escape allowed. 4-1, Ivsic. Now, Negron has been close to a takedown a couple of times. If he gets a takedown of Ivsic, he can knot things up here at four in this third period. Got to keep in mind that new scoring system, a three-point takedown. The shot here by Ivsic, though. Back into the leg, Wizard here from Negron, and right again on the edge of the mat. And out of bounds, no stall warning there. Again, another stall against Negron will result in a point for Ivsic. Down to a minute 20. Ear-to-ear tie. Now shot attempt there by Negron. Caught in front. Oh, no! Caught in that. Oh, my. Ivsic got himself off balance. He went in for a shot. He got himself off balance and ended up being pancaked right to the mat. He was able to roll through. Gives up the takedown to make it 4-4, and then quickly Ivsic gets out to make it 5-4, but that takedown has cut it now to a one-point match after the escape for Ivsic. 44 seconds to go. That was a shot by Ivsic that just went awry. He got himself off balance and ended up falling backwards and had Negron fall right on top of him to get the easy takedown. Fortunately for Ivsic, he was able to get off his back immediately, and then he was able to get the escape. 30 seconds to go. Ivsic leading by a point. Negron reached for a leg. Come up empty. Forcing their way off the edge of the mat with 21 seconds on the clock. Owen Ivsic leads 5-4. There's a stall warning against Ivsic. Both wrestlers have been warned for stalling now. We're down to 12. Ivsic leading 5-4. Backs away from a shot there. He can't back out too much. But down to 5 seconds. Down on the leg goes Negron. He runs out of time, and Owen Ivsic will advance to the quarterfinals. Hard-fought bout. That was a good bout between Owen Ivsic and Nicky Negron. And Owen Ivsic prevails with a 5-4 victory. He is the second Greene County wrestler into the quarterfinals, where he joins McGuffey's Lucas Barr. They'll be wrestling in quarterfinals tomorrow morning. Two more local wrestlers to come. 215 pounds, we will have Braden Welsh. He is in the hole on mat three. And we will also have Colin White of West Greene coming up here before too long at 285 to get us completely through the first round, the round of 16, here in Class 2A at the PIAA Wrestling Championships. Bring you right back here to the Giant Center right after this, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Jason Tenet with you all day long here on the WJPA Sports Network. Live online and 1450 AM. Thanks for joining us all day today. We will have wrestling action for you tomorrow and Saturday as well. Also be in action with state basketball. Three games tomorrow evening. And one on Saturday as well at 1 o'clock. So keep track at on WJPA.com. All of the sports action coming up here from state postseason this weekend. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry is our next wrestler coming up here locally in 2A. Welsh, the only wrestler who entered the tournament into the round of 16 and would be facing a preliminary winner. And the reason being that Braden Welsh at 215 pounds was the only Washington or Greene County wrestler who was a regional champion a week ago at Altoona. Braden Welsh won the Southwest region, and he enters this tournament as a regional champion. And he will take on Carlson from Laurel, who advances out of the preliminary round. Carlson, that is Colton Carlson of Laurel, had an 11-1 major decision victory over Mason Menser of Biglerville. So we're going to get to see an all-WPIL matchup for Braden Welsh's first bout, and we'll do a check to see if those two have met. I'm sure that's likely at this point, but we'll double check all that for you. They are still in the hole now on mat three, so awaiting that matchup. Actually, these two have not faced each other, if you can believe that or not. They have a ton of common opponents, which you would expect. But Welsh and Carlson have not faced one another. Not at Whippeals, not at Regions. But Carlson, a junior out of Laurel, comes in with a mark of 43-6. And Braden Welsh, the senior from Fort Cherry, with a mark of 44-1 coming in. Carlson took seventh last week at Altoona, but again was able to advance to the round of 16 here at Hershey with his 11-1 major decision win over Mason Menser of Biglerville. Still to come, Colin White at heavyweight for West Greene. He'll be in the round of 16 as well. And then we will have a round of consolations that will include right now. It includes five Washington County wrestlers. We'll have their matches for you live here on the WJPA Sports Network. It includes five right now. It could include six if White were to lose his round of 16, but we're hoping that number stays limited to five. And those five will be facing elimination in that round of consolations that will follow this round of 16. Scheduled start time of 12:30 for that round, so we're just inside an hour before the scheduled start time of that round of consolations. Welsh and Carlson will be coming up on mat three. If you're looking down here just to paint the picture for you here at the Giant Center floor, the recognizable Giant Center mat, that is mat three, the big red Giant Center mat. The mats surrounding it, there are four mats that are, and this has been, has certainly been a thing the last several years, the Army National Guard mats. Four of the other five mats are Army National Guard mats. Mat two is a My House mat. And I have yet to see any Washington County, any local action take place on the right side of the floor. Everything has been here on the left side of the floor for all of the local action. And speaking of the floor, I just want to give props to, I would have loved to have been here last night. Of course, I was getting my sleep. Would have loved to have been here to witness the transformation from hockey to wrestling. I was at the Bears Den last night at Hershey Lodge, and I knew they were playing, but it was interesting to be looking at a live hockey game taking place here at the Giant Center. The Hershey Bears were playing the Bellevue Senators. And I never got a final score. I was watching the game, and I know Hershey was losing that game. We'll see if I can get a result from that. As I was watching that game, it just struck me that, my goodness, the turnaround, because when you get here to the Giant Center, all the glass is removed. There's no, none of the hockey glass is still up. They take it all down. They got to cover the ice. They got to roll out the six mats. And that all had to take place. They weren't able to get started with that until who knows when last night, probably 10, 11 o'clock, something like that. Kind of remarkable. You would love to just be able to sit here and see that. By the way, Hershey lost to Belleville 6-2 last night. And that was a bit of an upset because Hershey is back-to-back Calder Cup champions and at the top of the standings, but lost to Bellevue last night. Belleville 6-2. But that, just to see that in real time would have been very interesting, but I'm sure they were well into the night before they got things all situated. I mean, you think about it, they have all the glass to remove, all the mats to put out after they cover the ice. The benches get tables for media. The penalty boxes get tables for the tournament officials. You've got rows of tables in the one end for media as well. Just a pretty big undertaking here to change this over from hockey to wrestling. In, essentially, I suppose it was something like, they started wrestling at 9 o'clock. You figure maybe they had 11 hours total to make that happen. But honestly, it was done when I got here this morning shortly after 7 a.m., so less than that. Welsh is finally now on deck. On mat three, he and Carlson of Laurel, and that also brings Colin White of West Green in the hole. So we'll be able to keep it here at the Giant Center. And our consolations that are coming up, scheduled for 12:30. Again, we'll see if they hold that to 12:30. We will have a couple guys pretty quick out of the gate. Clayton Ely of McGuffey is at 114 pounds, so he won't be right away, but very soon at 114 pounds in the consolations. In fact, he may be in that first grouping of consolation bouts. And then Tucker Main and McGuffey will have an elimination bout coming at 121 pounds as well. We're at 189 and 215 pounds across the six mats here at the Giant Center. As we await Braden Welsh on mat three. And that bout preceding his has just reached the end of the first period. We'll step aside. When we come back, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry looking to be the third Washington County wrestler to reach the quarterfinals. We'll have that for you here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Getting ready for Braden Welsh, Fort Cherry, to take on Carlson. That is Colton Carlson of Laurel. On deck on mat three, give you a rundown of the local wrestling action, school by school, in alphabetical order. Bentworth has two wrestlers here at Hershey. They are Drake McClure, who will be in second-round consolation starting tomorrow, and Owen Ifsik, who is into the quarterfinals tomorrow. We won't see any more Bentworth wrestlers here today in action. For Beth Center, they have Mason Wright, their only wrestler, and we won't see him today either. He is on to the second round of consolations starting tomorrow morning. Burgettstown has two wrestlers here. Darius Simmons at 107, he will wrestle in the second round of consolations tomorrow. But Logan Noyes, their other Blue Devil wrestler here today, 152 pounds, he will be in an elimination match coming up in this first round of consolations later today. We'll see Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh coming up here momentarily as he will try to reach the quarterfinals at 215 pounds. McGuffey has four wrestlers here, Clayton Ely, Tucker Main, Emmett Wolf. The three of those will face elimination bouts coming up in this opening round of consolations. Lucas Barr, so far the only bright spot for the Highlanders, he is into the quarterfinals and he'll be wrestling there tomorrow. Wash High has one wrestler, that's Caleb Patton, and he will be in an elimination bout coming up in this opening round of consolations. And for West Green, Green County's only representative, Colin White of West Green, he will be wrestling here in this round of 16 very soon. In fact, he is now on deck, so we may see Welsh and White at the same time here in this round of 16. And given that fact, this round is definitely going to be over in plenty of time for that 12:30 first round consolation start. So keep an ear out to see if they are going to hold to that. You would think they may want to start that early to allow for a little more time in between the 2A boys session and the girls session that starts at 2 o'clock, but we'll see if they make a change to that start time or if they hold it to 12:30. Right now, five wrestlers from the local area could be eliminated today. And that maximum number right now would be six. And that would mean Colin White would have to lose back-to-back bouts to be eliminated here from the Giant Center. So 12 local wrestlers here in 2A. And we know for sure that six of them will be wrestling here tomorrow, be it in quarterfinals or consolations. Final minute of the bout preceding Braden Welsh. So we're edging closer to some local action here. Down to the final 30 seconds. Want to welcome in any Greene County fans. For years, greensports.net and WJPA would set up side by side up here at Hershey, and we want to extend appreciation for Mark Uriah, who was here for so many, 40 years covering the state tournament. Just amazing. And so many of those years, we'd be set up side by side up here at the Giant Center, and decided to join forces a couple of years ago, not only doing audio joint broadcasts, but also a big part of doing some video broadcasts as well. And that's been a great venture. So we welcome in any Greene County listeners listening into the WJPA Sports Network broadcast here today, as Greene County's own Colin White is coming up here soon. Braden Welsh, though, is up. Here we go. Braden Welsh, and Welsh, look out here, close to being taken down. Coming around behind there was Carlson, who came out with a flurry, but Welsh able to fight it off, and they'll go into a tie up here. Now on the leg here as Welsh, going to try to elevate this leg of Carlson. Carlson trying to sprawl back. Now tries to catch a headlock, but Welsh fights that off, comes around the legs, and gets the takedown on the edge. Well, signaling for an optional start. So expect an escape coming here, and a quick escape there for Carlson. Makes the score 3-1 in favor of Fort Cherry's Welsh. Reaching there for a leg was Welsh. Nothing doing. And now Welsh going to come around behind and get another takedown. He'll go up 6-1. And now going to try to turn Carlson here. Leading 6-1 is Welsh. 47 seconds to go in his opening period. Which just kind of pulls Carlson down on top of himself there, does Welsh. Not able to get any near fall points. Out to his base here is Carlson. Down to 23 seconds remaining. Not a lot doing here on the edge of the mat. Just Welsh in complete control right now. The end of the period. 6-1 lead for Braden Welsh. Well, it's going to work from the bottom here to start the second period. And a quick caution here charged against, I guess they called Welsh. I thought they were going to get Carlson, but they got Welsh. Now comes to his feet, does Welsh, and tried to catch a headlock there to Carlson. Easily slipping out of that was Welsh, and he'll fall on top for the reversal. So Welsh now goes up 8-1, and he quickly lets Carlson up to make it 8-2. Colin White still on deck. That's going to come on Matt 5. We'll keep an eye there as well. These two almost butt heads there as they both kind of shot in together here. Now Carlson does get to the leg of Welsh. Wizard applied here by Welsh. He's going to come to his feet and fight that shot off. Still 8-2 in favor of Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. Colin White now coming to Matt 5. White is going to be facing Luke Satellano. Satellano of Williamson. Near side cradle, maybe? No. Doesn't try to lock that up. And a takedown there for Welsh. Lets Carlson up. Now drops on a leg again. Gets another takedown. 14-3 all of a sudden. Welsh up as White is underway. Next door on Matt 5. And now three near fall awarded to make it 17-3. So Welsh on the verge of advancing. Now White in on a single leg here. Colin White has the leg elevated and tripping down to the mat. Getting the takedown here is Colin White on Luke Satellano of Williamson. Welsh going with an optional start again in his bout here. Lets Carlson up to make it 17-4. One more takedown would do it for Welsh, and there it is. That's going to be a technical fall, 20-4. Time of that tech fall is 3:19. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry into the quarterfinals. Over here to Colin White. Riding on top with a 3-0 lead over Satellano of Williamson. Satellano to his feet now, into a camel stand. He'll separate and get the escape. 3-1. Colin White of West Green leads. We are winding down this round of 16. Front headlock from Satellano, and then he drops down to a leg, but they're out of bounds. Bring him back to the center. Just a minute gone, 3-1. White with the advantage here in the first period. Separate again. Both these guys are juniors. White, regional runner-up. Satellano, regional out of the Northeast, regional third place. Final 20 seconds to go here in this opening period. And after that initial takedown for Colin White, there hasn't been a whole lot of activity to speak of. Time winding down. That's the end of the period. Choices to Colin White, and he will choose bottom to start the second. Luke Satellano of Williamson here riding on top. He is a junior who took third in the region this year, but up until this year had never even reached the regional. So having a career year here as a junior. Coming, wrestling out of District 4. Maybe trying to get an ankle pick here on White to try to maintain control. Now White comes to a camel stand. He comes to his feet, and then eventually Satellano just says that's enough, lets him go. 4-1 in favor of Colin White of West Green. They'll separate again here. A minute gone in the second period. No surprise these two have never faced each other. Sotolano wrestling out of District 4. Now a shot attempt there by White comes up empty. Sotolano had a chance. Now a double leg chance for White here on the edge, but he runs out of room. They'll go out of bounds. 36 seconds remaining, second period. Head-to-head here. Time winding down, 20 seconds. Now shot attempt there. Kind of a weak shot by Sotolano, never really got in. White with a counter shot, never really got in. Time going to wind down here in the second, 4-1. Colin White leads. Colin White was at States a year ago, did not place, finished fourth in the region a year ago. Was the runner-up at Altoona this year after getting his first section and first Whippeal titles earlier this postseason. White with an ankle pick here to start to try to drive Sotolano back into the mat, and he does flatten him back out here in the center. White working from the top position, leading 4-1 in the third period. Again, the scheduled start time for the next round of consolations is not till 12:30, which means we'll have, if they hold to that, going to be a significant break. White controlling her wrist underneath. And has Sotolano flattened out. Good job by Colin White here, riding on top in this third period. Sotolano's not been close to getting to his feet. He did rather easily in the first period. We're going to get a restart here on a stalemate. 1:04 to go. Three-point lead for Colin White, 4-1. Good start. And again, breaking Sotolano back down to the mat. Here is White. Coming up to his base is Sotolano. Flattened back out again. Good tight waist there from White. Remaining in control. Grabs a 2-on-1 underneath here. Now White getting out to the side. Going to try to turn Sotolano, but there was not much budging that time. I'm going to try again here. Had him leaning a little bit this time. Down to 20 seconds, though. All White needs to do is just ride out. Doesn't need the turn. He's in good position right now. Has the arm barred up now, does White. Trying to turn Sotolano, but won't need the back points. He's going to ride this to victory. 4-1. Colin White will advance to the quarterfinals here at Hershey. So Greene County's lone wrestler is into the quarterfinals. And that brings our total of quarterfinalists locally to 4. 3 from Washington County and our lone wrestler from Greene County all into the state quarterfinals. So we've reached the end of our round of 16 local action. And the only wrestlers still to go here in 2A action will be the 5 that'll face elimination bouts and consolations. They are Clayton Ely of McGuffey at 114, Tucker Main at 121, Emmett Wolf at 133, Caleb Patton at 145, and Logan Noyes at 152. Those 5 wrestlers will face elimination bouts coming up here. Now, they say scheduled start time of 12:30. I will wait for an announcement to see if anything changes, and if anything does change, I will break in and let you know of the schedule change. But as of right now, we're at we're preparing for a 12:30 start to the Consolations. In the meantime, we'll take you back to WJPA FM programming right after this quick break here on the WJPA Sports Network, as always presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center here in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Jason Tenna with you as we are preparing for the first round consolations here in the 2A boys bracket. That will include five local wrestlers facing elimination here in this round of consolations. And right out of the gate, we will have our 114-pounder Clayton Ely from McGuffey. So we wanted to make sure we were back live with you here from Chocolate Town. And we will have Ely coming up here momentarily in the 114-pound consolations. He is going to be facing Michael Capello of Ridgeway. He'll be on mat six in the, at least he is the sixth bout scheduled anyway for this consolation round. So he should be on mat six. And again, he'll be taking on Michael Capello out of Ridgeway. And we'll get you a little more information on Capello. He was the third place finisher in the Northwest region. Wrestles out of District 9 and is a junior. And again, this will be our first elimination bout that we will see here. First of five involving local wrestlers. We have Ely from McGuffey at 114, Tucker Main from McGuffey at 121. And then we bump up to 133 with Emmett Wolf of McGuffey facing elimination. So our first three wrestlers that we're going to focus on here in this round of consolations will all be McGuffey Highlanders trying to survive to tomorrow's action. That will be the goal for each wrestler in this consolation round. There are others in consolations, by the way, that will not be facing elimination today. They will be into a second round of consolations. Will start tomorrow. That includes Simmons of Burgettstown and McClure of Bentworth, Wright of Beth Center. Those three guys, though they are in consolations, they will not face elimination until tomorrow. They clear the mats. We should have action coming up here for Clayton Ely. Michael Capello out of Ridgeway, third in his region this season. Took fifth in his region a year ago. This is his second trip to states, but has not claimed any hardware here at Hershey. Comes into this bout here with a 33-8 mark against McGuffey's Ely. If you missed it this morning, four quarterfinalists from the local area. Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Owen Ivsick of Bentworth, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green. And we are, also if you're just joining us, we are solely focused on the local action, just a kind of a new way of carrying the action to you. We're going to laser focus in on the local action. We'll do that on in all three tournaments, the 2A, the girls, and the 3A brackets. You will get all of the local results, but when there's no local action out there, we'll be stepping aside here and keeping you in the loop, ready to come back as soon as we have local action on the mat again. Clayton Ealy comes into this matchup, a freshman from McGuffey, with a 41 and 14. That is his record coming into this matchup. Took fifth in the Southwest region, was third in the Whippeal, and was a section champion this year. Wrestling action just about to get underway with this opening round of consolations. I got to be honest, I'm not sure why they had nearly a half hour break between the round of 16 wrapping up and this round of consolations getting started. With the girls' tournament starting at 2 o'clock, seems like it would have made sense to go ahead and start these early, and then you might have had a little bit of time, a little bit more time than you may have expected between the 2A boys and the girls tournaments, but that's not the way they handle it. So if that was the case here, I would say that all of these times that are scheduled in the program are going to be held to. So 12:30 start to this round, 2 o'clock the girls will start their first round, and their first round consolations will start at 3:30. Of course, something runs over, the time can start a little later, but it doesn't look like they'll start any earlier. And then the 3A boys preliminaries and first round at 4:30, with the first round consolation scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight. Clayton Ealy is on the mat. Mat 6 taking on Michael Capello, a junior from Ridgeway. And they are underway. Elimination bout. Quickly in on a leg here is Ealy. He has that leg of Capello elevated, trying to trip down the right leg now. Loose whizzer in from Capello, trying to fight it off. And Ealy again has the leg elevated, trying to trip down the right leg, trying to sweep it here. Now dives in on the ankle, and he'll get it. Takedown for Ealy on the edge of the mat, and McGuffey's Clayton Ealy goes up 3-0 here early on in the first. Again, a one-minute first period here in consolations. Tucker Main, by the way, is on deck on this very mat. So we will see Tucker Main right away following his teammate Ealy on mat 6. Ealy in control, has a tight waist here. Up to a camel stand comes Capello. Now to his feet. Ealy trying to trip him back down. Drops down on the ankle, and the time expires for the first period. Again, just a 1 minute. First period. Choice is Ealy's, and he says we're going to go neutral. So we start the second period neutral. Shot attempt here by Capello. Ealy catches him in a front headlock. Now underhooks here on the, at least on the left side. Can't see the right side here as Capello is still trying to get that left leg. He's got it, but not a very good grip on it. And they're nearing the edge of the mat. Still these underhooks from Ealy, and they go out of bounds. Ealy lost his bout 14-0 in the preliminaries. Ended up giving up 8 near fall points in the third period. It was not that lopsided for much of it, but got turned twice in the third, ended up losing 14-0 major decision. Now Ealy in here on a shot, but trying to counter this and coming around behind is Capello. If he can get his leg free, it'll be Capello who will get the takedown. Ealy hanging on to the right leg, and that's going to result in a stalemate. Ealy fighting hard enough to get that stalemate. Just had the control of the one leg and was not letting go of that. Now Ealy tries to shoot in, but he's blocked there by Capello. Now Capello with a reshot in on the ankle, but can't quite get there. Now gets in, but Ely drapes up over the back. Capello now trying to come up through the legs. And this might be another stalemate. It is indeed. Stalemate called. 36 seconds to go. Second period. 3-0 lead for Clayton Ely. Capello, meanwhile, was defeated by Tech Fall in his first round matchup. And now Capello in on the leg of Ely. Has the leg elevated. Ely with a whizzer. 24 seconds. It's still time here. Now Capello drops down, trying to finish this takedown. Ely drapes himself up over the back. Capello in on the single, and now we get another stalemate. Good job by Ely to fight that off. 13 seconds to go, second period. Still on our feet. Time winding down. That's going to do it for the second. 3-0 still in favor of Ely. Capello lost to Hanover's C.J. Canes, 18-0 Tech Fall. Took a while. 5:37 was the time of the Tech Fall, but a Tech Fall nonetheless. Capello has yet to score here at Hershey because he's down 3-0, now 4-0, as he just says we're going to go neutral to start the third period, so it's an automatic escape to Ely. He now leads 4-0. And now as Ely shoots in, Capello drapes up over the back. Now it's Ely trying to come up through the legs. Been in this position before. And now it's Capello trying to fight through this and come from behind. He'll get the takedown. Capello of Ridgeway cuts it to 4-3. Quickly, Ely with an escape. It's 5-3. But now Capello within reach of a takedown to take the lead. 5-3 in favor of Clayton Ely. And now Capello in position here again to try to come around behind. Ely just has the right leg, blocking him there. If Capello gets the leg free, he's going to have another takedown. Now Ely switches to the other leg to keep Capello from coming around all the way. And that will result in a stalemate. That was a nice job by Ely again. Capello looked to be in great position, and then he got the one leg free. But to prevent him from coming around all the way, Ely grabs the other leg and held on to it like a soup bone. And got the stalemate. 5-3 inside a minute to go. Ely still leading. Tucker Main waits on deck. And Emmett Wolf is in the hole on mat two. Ely with underhooks here as Capello continues to drive him toward the boundary, and they're out of bounds. 35 seconds to go. Shot in on a leg by Capello. He's in, but Ely got an underhook here and fighting this off down to 20 seconds. Getting the hips back is Clayton Ely. Another stalemate, 15 seconds on the clock. Down to 10 seconds. Ely backing away. He's going to get hit for stalling. Now a throw attempt here by Capello. And now on the edge of the mat, he's trying to come around. Ely grabs the leg to block it, and dime expires. No control awarded. And Clayton Ely is going to hang on and stay alive here at the state tournament. A 5-3 decision over Ridgeway's Michael Capello. And that will bring Tucker Main to the mat. We'll have the Tucker Main bout right after this on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Wrestlers at this week's state championships. Just like these fine young men, our region is winning thanks to hard work, determination, and perseverance. Mark your calendars for Claysville's annual Pike Day Festival the third weekend in May. Come celebrate our heroes, heritage, and history, and enjoy country hospitality at its finest with children's activities, live bands, a craft fair, and great food. Congratulations and best of luck to McGuffey's qualifying wrestlers.
And just underway here with Tucker Main of McGuffey and Swank of Muncie. And quickly, it is Swank who's going to come in and get a quick takedown here in this opening period. And Tucker Main finds himself on bottom here trailing. 3-0. We are at 121 pounds with Tucker Main. And he is taking on Gage Swank of Muncie out of District 4. Third place in the Northeast region, a junior, and now trying to get a tilt here on Main, right on the edge of the mat. No swipes yet from the official, and now he's going to try again here as time is winding down in this quick one-minute first period. And we're going to get to the buzzer. It'll be Gage Swank of Muncie with a 3-0 lead on Tucker Main of McGuffey. Choice was deferred to the third by Swank. And Main says we're going to go neutral. And now a shot attempt here. And close to getting the takedown and maybe taking him to his back is Tucker Main. Tucker Main now getting near fall points with a big half here on the right side. Looking to turn Swank. He's got Swank going. And near fall coming. Main in great position. Tries to put pressure on the left shoulder to try to get it down. Looking for the fall. Here is Tucker Main. Lots of time. Not a lot of mat. They're right on the edge, but plenty of time here for Tucker Main to keep working. He's going to get the full complement of near fall points. If not the fall, and finally rolling all the way through is going to be Swank of Muncie. But Tucker Main, a big 7-point move, now leads 7-3. Nearing the edge of the mat, and they are going to go out of bounds. Tucker Main. Coming from behind. And now for the restart. Main working from the top position. To his feet comes Swank, and he'll separate to get the escape. Make it 7-4. Shot attempt by Main. Caught in a front headlock here by Swank. Now near the edge of the mat again, and out of bounds they go. Gage Swank, junior on this Muncie team, has an eighth-place state medal to his credit, but that was 2 years ago. He shoots in here, but they're caught in a tie. Actually did not wrestle at all in his sophomore year. Not sure injury or what may have been the case, but Gage Swank did not wrestle last year. Now Main trying to finish another takedown and again tries to take Swank to his back. He's got him going again. Swank this time I think only gave up two. We'll have to see what the official awards here on near fall. But another takedown for Main made it 10-4 and then they add two more. Indeed, 12-4 on near fall at the end of the second period. Tucker Main in control. Swank was a section, district, and regional champion as a freshman. Took eighth in the state that year at 107 pounds. Did not wrestle last year. Has a 28-10 mark this year. He was second in his section, third in his district, and third in his region to reach Hershey once again. Third period underway with Swank choosing bottom. He'll separate and get the escape to make it 12-5. Tucker Main and McGuffey looking to stay alive in the tournament. Shoots in on a leg. And Main looking to finish here again. Swank going to be able to grab an ankle of Main, though, and this may result in a stalemate. It will indeed. Shot attempt here by Main, not in very deep. Caught in the front headlock. Swank trying to come around behind here. Good job by Main to fight that off. A And now getting close to the takedown. He will get the takedown. Will Swank. That's going to cut it to 12-8. Still a cushion for Maine, but he doesn't want to get turned. A minute to go. Maine working from the bottom, leading by four. Tucker Maine, the junior. I'm sorry, the sophomore out of McGuffey. Took eighth in the region last year, so didn't quite make states last year. Does make it this year as a fourth-place finisher at Altoona. Was also fourth in WPIL, which is where he was last year as well. Stall warning against Maine, just his first, as he's flattened out here on the edge of the mat with 23 seconds to go. Maine leading 12-8. And they're out of bounds. Why did they didn't give any near fall there. Maine started to lean, but they were both completely out of bounds. I'm not sure why that whistle wasn't blown before it was. There was no points awarded, however, and it's still 12-8. Maine flattened out again, but we're inside 10 seconds. And it would take a really quick near fall now. Not going to happen. Tucker Maine is going to be your winner for McGuffey. And it's a good showing for the Highlanders here out of the gate in this consolation round. Both Clayton Neely and Tucker Maine stay alive in the tournament. They'll wrestle in the second round of consolations tomorrow morning. Emmett Wolf is next up, and he is on deck on mat two. We'll get you the Wolf bout. Elimination bout here at 133 pounds coming your way here on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Getting ready for Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. He'll be coming up here momentarily on mat two. In fact, he is coming out right now. We'll see Wolf. I don't think I've had a bout on mat two yet today. Wolf here at 133 pounds. Trying to make it 3-for-3 for the Highlanders in this round of consolations. You don't want to be in this round of consolations, but if you are, your only choice is to win to try to stay alive. Wolf going to take on Keegan Oler of Cathedral Prep. And they are about to get underway here. And underway on mat two. 133-pound consolation. Elimination bout. The third in a row for a McGuffey Highlander. So far, so good. 2-for-2. Here in the edge of the mat here, Wolf driving in on Oler. These two have never faced one another. No real great shots yet from either guy. Both kind of reaching for a leg, but nothing doing yet. Again, a quick first period. We're down to just 10 seconds remaining. 1 minute first periods in these consolations. That's the end of the first. No score. Wolf lost by major decision, 18-5 in his preliminary round bout with Brody Bishop of Hickory. And Oler was lost a 7-1 decision in sudden victory, nonetheless. Kind of tells you something about the new scoring, right? It was tied at 1 going into sudden victory. And Braden Hartranft of Berks Catholic ended up winning 7-1 in sudden victory over Keegan Oler of Cathedral Prep. Oler, as Wolf comes to his feet here, he will separate. Oler had the leg of Wolf and thought he was going to be able to break him back down to the mat, but able to free that leg was Emmett Wolf, and he gets the first advantage of the match, 1-0 after the escape. Front headlock here from Oler. And they're going to go out of bounds once again. And now Oler is calling for injury time. We're going to take a look at Keegan Oler of Cathedral Prep. Can't tell what he's favoring right now. Trainer's out to take a look at him. And, of course, a very capable medical staff, as always, here at the Giant Center. They are very, very deliberate in their work and do a fine job, but they will don't put up with a whole lot of nonsense. If there's any chance somebody's going to be risking a severe injury out there, they will stop the match. We've seen that from time to time here at the Giant Center as well. Back underway. Whatever the problem was for Oler, he's good to go now. 1-0 lead for Emmett Wolf. And now got a little off balance. Oler got in on the leg, trying to finish on the edge of the mat. He's close to doing so. He's got both angles. That should be 3, and it is. Oler gets the takedown. A little bit of a delayed reaction there by the official, but eventually he signals takedown for Keegan Oler, and now Emmett Wolf finds himself down 3-1. He was definitely caught off balance there as Oler then grabbed the ankle, and then as Wolf fell out of bounds, Oler was able to grab the other ankle, and that was all he needed. Now the Wolf will come to his feet, square and face Oler, and he'll pull away for the escape. That'll make the score 3-2 in favor of Oler. 30 seconds to go, second period. In on a shot again here on the edge is Oler, trying to get that leg out of danger and trying to come around behind, but no mat to deal with for Emmett Wolf. They'll circle, but out of bounds. Neutral position on the restart, 24 seconds. Duck under attempt and a beauty by Emmett Wolf. Gets in for the takedown. And Emmett Wolf goes up by a score of 5-3. Now roll attempt by Oler. They go out of bounds with 10 seconds remaining. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey trying to make it 3 in a row for the Highlanders here in this consolation round. Oler no stranger to Hershey. He's another roll attempt here by Oler. Look out here. Emmett Wolf got his back exposed there. Time winding down. Now he'll get himself in a little bit better position, and that'll take care of the clock. 5-3 scores. We head to the third. Keegan Oler has been at States every year, but he has never got to the podium. He was a regional champion last year and did not place. Took third in his region. Freshman and sophomore years did not place. This year he's second from the Northwest. Was second in his district, but placed sixth in his section this season. Did Oler, was able to avenge that and, you know, got his district runner-up here at Hershey for the fourth time, but has never received a medal, and right now he would need a comeback to try to keep his hopes alive for a medal as a senior. Right now, Emmett Wolf riding on top of the 5-3 lead. Roll attempt here by Oler. And now that Oler comes around. He gets through, and he does get the reversal. That's going to even things up. I apologize. I got to back up a hair here. There was a point awarded to Wolf. I'm not sure where that point would have come in. Wolf has a 6-5 lead after that reversal. Now they're going to run blood time. Oh, it must have been that he just let him up right after reversal. That was where the point came in. So it's 6-5. I didn't see the escape before they blew that dead. That's what happened. So it was a reversal for Oler and then an escape for Wolf. He leads 6-5. Now it's Oler in on a shot again after they resumed action. Oler's in deep on a shot. There's a whizzer applied here, but getting a little bit in dangerous position is Emmett Wolf. He's got a leg. Oler had a leg. Bit of a scramble here as Emmett Wolf has the left ankle of Oler and he's just laying on it. Not going to let it go. He leads 6-5, 22 seconds to go. If Oler gets his leg free, he wins the bout. And now they are going to give the three to Oler. They awarded the three. They haven't put on the scoreboard yet. Now they're going to stop action. Injury time to Oler again. They never put the takedown on the board. Now they have. Officials make sure that's correct. 8-6, Oler leads. He got that takedown, was trying to take Wolf to his back. And actually, I believe it got stopped for blood. They're cleaning up blood on Oler right now, not injury time. He had injury time before, now it's blood time. He was in the process of potentially taking Emmett Wolf to his back, and they stopped it for blood. But there's only 6 seconds remaining. And Oler on the restart will be listed in control. So it would take something special now from Emmett Wolf to try to keep his season alive. Trailing 8-6, he'll be on bottom for the restart, but only 6 seconds left. Wolf did all he could to fight off that last takedown. Like I said, he was just laying on that ankle. Eventually, Oler got it free, and that's all he needed to do to get the takedown. Get a caution called against Oler on a false start. Official going to explain that to him. Now we get a good start. Wolf comes to his feet, tries to turn and face. He's not going to get away, and Emmett Wolf is going to be eliminated. Final score, 8-6 decision for Keegan Oler of Cathedral Prep. And Emmett Wolf's season has come to an end. Two more wrestlers still to come here. Caleb Patton, and he is out here now. Oh, my, I miss Caleb Patton. I apologize to all the Wash High listeners out there. Caleb Patton is out here on mat 4. He's already in the third period, and Patton is trailing 10-0. That is my fault. I apologize for that. Had the focus on Wolf and didn't realize we were already wrestling 145 pounds here on mat 4. That is my fault. I apologize. Caleb Patton, though, finds himself in a bad position here, down 10-0. Third period, down to about a minute to go in this bout at 145 pounds. Patton is taking on Easton Comp of Bishop McDevitt. And they're out of bounds with 54 seconds remaining. Also have Logan Noyes at 152 coming up. I want to make sure I don't miss another one. He's on deck on mat 5. We'll get Logan Noyes on deck mat 5. Down to 40 seconds here with Easton Comp looking to eliminate Caleb Patton. 10-0 score, and they're out of bounds. Patton in his championship or in his preliminary round bout was pinned in 36 seconds. Comp, on the other hand, lost a 6-0 decision to Joseph Garshnick of United. Out of bounds they go with 26 seconds remaining. And a stall warning called against Comp of McDevitt. Shot attempt here by Comp on Patton. In a leg, and Patton's down to 15 seconds. And they'll blow it dead with just 3 seconds remaining. So we lost Emmett Wolf of McGuffey at 133 pounds, and now we're going to lose Caleb Patton of Wash High at 145 pounds. That final major decision, 10-0. And that's going to bring Logan Noyes of Burgettstown to Matt 5. We'll have that bout for you next here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Wrestlers at this week's state championships. Just like these fine young men, our region is winning thanks to hard work, determination, and perseverance. Mark your calendars for Claysville's annual Pike Day Festival the third weekend in May. Come celebrate our heroes, heritage, and history, and enjoy country hospitality at its finest with children's activities, live bands, a craft fair, and great food. Congratulations and best of luck to McGuffey's qualifying wrestlers.
Logan Noyes out here, and just like that, his leg elevated. He's tripped down by Thompson of Bradford, and an opening takedown here for Bradford just 15 seconds in. And it's Noyes working from the bottom here in this shortened one-minute first period. Logan Noyes taking on Jordan Thompson of Bradford. And Thompson out to a 3-0 lead here in the early going. Logan Noyes is our final local wrestler. Now working a tilt here right on the edge. Inside 10 seconds to go, but that's enough time to get some near fall points here for Jordan Thompson. They're out of bounds. 3 near fall coming. That's going to make it 6-0 in favor of Thompson. One second remaining, and that'll take us to the second period. Thompson lost a 4-0 decision to Max Stein of Faith Christian. Noyes going to defer the choice to the third period, so the choice is to Thompson. He will choose bottom to start the second. Logan Noyes was loser by Tech Fall to Ian Vitalo of Schuylkill Valley, 19-4 in 136 in his preliminary bout. Thompson comes to his feet. Noyes around the waist, trying to keep him down. Now to a camel stand for Thompson. Again, trying to come to his feet and break the grip. He does, and as he does, he grabs the leg and just follows that right on through for a reversal. Looked like it was just going to be an escape, but on his way out, Thompson grabs the leg and turns it into a reversal. Make it 8-0 in favor of Thompson out of Bradford. So as good as this round started, in consolations, wins for Clayton Neely and Tucker Main. Hasn't been as good in the last three. Emmett Wolf was eliminated. Caleb Patton was eliminated. Logan Noyes is down 8-0 and flattened out here in the middle of the mat. And he will be our final bout locally here in the 2A tournament for day one. Half here by Thompson on the left side. Let's go with that. Minute to go in the second period. Jordan Thompson of Bradford leading Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. Goes to that half on the left again. Tries a bar now on the right side. Bar and a half. Can't get Noyes to budge, though. Give him credit. He hasn't been close to being turned out of this. Gave up the 3 near fall late in the first, did Noyes. Now being turned here by Thompson. On the edge, giving up near fall is Noyes. They go out of bounds. And how many awarded? Two? They give them three. Three near fall. 11-0. Thompson of Bradford leads Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. Underhooks here from Noyes. Stalemate call with 13 seconds remaining. 152-pound weight class. Final local wrestler to wrestle in 2A today, Logan Noyes. Time expires here in the second period. Noyes says neutral for the third. Actually, no. Noyes chose down. Thompson said, no, we're going to go neutral. So give him the automatic escape. So Noyes on the board, 11-1. Driving in here is Noyes near the boundary. They're out of bounds. Bring him back to the center. A minute 35 remaining. Potentially in the season of Logan Noyes. Elimination bout here, 152. Started the day with 11 Washington County wrestlers. And barring a great comeback from Noyes, there will be eight remaining going into action tomorrow. Out of bounds. Stall warning against Noyes. Pummel the head there by Thompson. Sweeps around behind. He'll get the takedown. He'll go up 14-1. Trying to chop the arm of Noyes back down. He breaks him back down to the mat. Now he's going to try to tilt Noyes, and if he does, he's going to win by tech fall. But so far, Noyes not going over. Getting close now, but good job by Noyes to belly out. 14-1. 40 seconds remaining. Now Noyes going over, and this should do it. Well, did he get two? He did indeed, and that'll do it. 16-1, tech fall. Time of the tech fall is 4:26, and Logan Noyes has been eliminated for Burgettstown. That concludes the action locally here in the 2A action here at the Giant Center. We're going to step aside. I'll bring you back and give you a recap on what we have through day one of the 2A tournament. And we will get you set for what is to come day two in 2A. Also take a look at the girls coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll do that when we return to the Giant Center here in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasalacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the Giant Center here in Hershey. Jason Tennant with you, wrapping up our 2A coverage. The 2A boys wrestling started the day with 11 Washington County wrestlers and one from Greene County, a total of 12 in our local coverage. And there are four into the quarterfinals. Those will be wrestled tomorrow. By the way, look at the time schedule for tomorrow. Quarterfinals will begin at 8 a.m. along with a second round of consolations. And we have eight wrestlers from Washington County, still alive, plus Colin White from West Greene. So nine wrestlers going tomorrow at 8 o'clock. They'll all be wrestling, whether they're wrestling in the quarterfinals or wrestling in a consolation. I'll let you know the rundown right now. Let's do it, first of all, by the quarterfinalists. Lucas Barr at 139. Owen Ivsick of Bentworth at 160. Braden Wells of Fort Terry at 215. Colin White of West Greene at 285. Those are your four quarterfinalists that will be competing tomorrow at 8 a.m. in the quarters. Now let's break it down by school for you and who's left. For Bentworth, Drake McClure will be in the consolations at 8 o'clock, and I mentioned Owen Ivsick will be in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 8 o'clock. For Beth Center, Mason Wright will have a consolation elimination bout at 133 pounds tomorrow morning in that first session. Burgettstown has one wrestler remaining. Darius Simmons will be in consolations tomorrow at 107 pounds, facing elimination in that first round of wrestling tomorrow morning. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown just recently eliminated. Fort Cherry has Braden Welsh in those quarterfinals. He's the only Ranger here at Hershey. And McGuffey still has three of their four wrestlers alive. We mentioned Lucas Barr in the quarterfinals. They will have Clayton Ely and Tucker Main in second round of consolations tomorrow morning. Wash High's only wrestler, Caleb Patton, has been eliminated. And West Greene's Colin White in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 8 a.m. That is the breakdown team-wise here for all the local schools. So, again, nine wrestlers will be focused on tomorrow in 2A. Eight from Washington County, and the breakdown is three wrestlers in quarterfinals, five in consolations. And Greene County's only wrestler, Colin White, is in the quarterfinals. 11 girls will be coming up in the girls' tournament. 11 girls all from Washington County. Starting at 2 o'clock, Avella has Abigail Dolange at 142. Canamac has six wrestlers here in the girls' tournament. Malia Ramos, Marley Solomon, Unila Ayala, Evangeline Gray, Natalie Rush, and London Ellis. Fort Cherry has one. That's Ella Trahan. Peters Township has Liliana Guglianelli. And Trinity has two. The Ashby twins, Alexia Ashby and Elena Ashby. Those 11 girls wrestling in the girls' tournament. And, again, action there to start at 2 o'clock. It's going to wrap up our coverage here of the 2A boys wrestling from the Giant Center here in Hershey, and let you know that action today has been brought to you by Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. By Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By Wortel Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. By regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matusik. By WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Wrestling coverage on the WJPA Sports Network also being presented by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years. Proud to be the bank that gets you. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. by the Day Insurance Agency on East Baden Street in Washington, Main Street in Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. By the Washington Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start, log on washjeff.edu. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. And by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. We'll be stepping aside here from the Giant Center in Hershey at 1:50. I'll bring you back here live as we get set for the girls' tournament to begin at 2 o'clock. Keep it tuned right here online, the WJPA Sports Network, and on the air on AM 1450. Back to the Giant Center in just a bit.